say some words if you can just give a little attention.
I want to thank
you. Tom, come to the side here.
Yeah. Move to the side. Let people get by.
We'll figure it out.
I know this, we're a little bit off schedule and all of this stuff. What's the Indian of coming to this place in the world called Ungvak for you?
There'll be no one for Jeff Weinberg, to myself. His family's come from here. And it's a very, very beginning. And I could go back and show my father. And there's a certain, you know, a circle that closes. And tonight my father has yard sight for his parents. His brothers, that it was the deportation at this time from Ungarn. It's the closest time that they could find. When they figured out that their families all got to Auschwitz was tonight. My father's, my sister Mitzvah is taking my father tonight in a wheelchair to Davin to say Kaddish for his family and to be able to come here and to show him. Because he always says that's the Nitzachon. That's the Nagas that he has. These recording, these dances that in this place that I grew up in, it's like it didn't exist. It's like a fairy tale. You know, my father told me there's a river we used to cross the bridge. Shabbos and Yom Tov, he said there's a promenade. And there were thousands of Jews here, all different kinds, Shtreimelech and Ashkenazim, and people walking and children playing. And during the week, fishing and going throwing rocks at them. And it was like a story, you know, it's like a fairy tale, doesn't it? And that it's real. So I said to my father the other day, is there something you want me to talk about, I should say? And he said, no, there's nothing to talk about. All the years growing up, he spoke to me about this place. What it was like to be a Jew over here, what Yiddish kind of was like in this place, and the shul and the bezdin and the kloyes and the mikveh and tashlich by the bridge, all of these things. But what he said when I just asked him last week, you know, what is it that, so my father said, just tell them that I had a rebbe here, he's a big tzaddik. His name is Rabbi Yosef Helch Melech Khan. Hashem should avenge his blood. To mention his name here, that the Germans came and they took him into the center of the town and they pulled every hair out of his beard and they beat him in front of all the Jews. My father wasn't here when that happened. He had already been taken away, but my father's chavrusa, his friend, was here to see that. And then my father just started to cry. He said, he keeps on thinking about that all of the years that the Rebbe was taken and was humiliated in such a way. And that to have the schus to be here by the imamish, by the yahrzeit of my grandparents, on this night, the yahrzeit of my grandparents, tonight, and to be able to come here. And today is also the exact date that my father was liberated from Mauthausen. It was on this day in 1945. That was the liberation. So I just want to thank you, because I know that this is very much out of the way for everybody. It's not like the main attraction over here, but you made my father very happy when I'll show him. Even though when I asked him, he was, "What do you need to go back there? There's nothing anymore. There's nothing." They said, "But we're going back." So said, if you're going, then you could please find this and look at that. See if it's still there. And I guess now we'll go to Chabad and we'll see that. Ruvain right. Says there are Jews that live here right now in Ungvar. How many Jews are here? Coming
300. Ben 300, 500.
Kane Yerbu. Can I know that there are Jews that are here in this place?
I guess maybe give my father some nechamet. See that. So let's go to Chabad and we'll have something to eat.